potentially dangerous heat. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. More than 107 million people in the U.S. under excessive heat warnings or advisories today, from northeast Minnesota to the Florida Panhandle, east to the Outer Banks.
Heat will continue to build over the nation's midsection. It will continue to expand east, but right now it looks like there will at least be a period where the flow aloft will keep the northeast U.S. cooler than normal for at least a couple of days.
Meteorologist Rich Bond at the National Weather Service, several cities could flirt with triple-digit temperatures today. Another hearing yesterday of the House January 6th committee, witnesses saying they'd told former President Trump he'd lost the 2020 election.
He ignored the will of the voters. He lied to his supporters and the country.
But Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, a Democrat, late yesterday told reporters the panel will not make any criminal referrals to the Justice Department. Committee Vice Chair Representative Liz Cheney, a Republican, quickly posted on social media contradicting the chair. AAA reports the average price of a gallon of gas is up again for the 18th straight day, 0.2 cents higher than yesterday's average. Inflation worries pushing Wall Street into bear market territory, the Dow dropping 876 points on Monday.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre was asked for reaction, as President Biden had previously highlighted a strong stock market during his presidency thus far.
We face global challenges. We're not the only country dealing with what we're seeing at the moment as it relates to inflation. You know, Putin's price hike, inflation coming out of a once-in-a-generation global pandemic, all of those things play a factor.
But when asked by Fox's Peter Doocy what the message is to Americans who are ready to retire and see their savings and 401ks wiped out, Jean-Pierre pointed to a strong labor market as evidence that the U.S. is in a good position to tackle inflation.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Police in the Dallas suburb of Duncanville, Texas, shot and killed an armed man who'd fired at least two shots inside a field house yesterday where 150 children were attending a day camp. None of the kids were injured. Police not yet releasing the gunman's name or his motive. 3 weeks after 19 school children were killed in Uvalde, Texas, Senate negotiators say they are close to agreements on new gun legislation.
A bipartisan framework makes good on a promise Texas Republican John Cornyn says he made to constituents.
This being a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, there is no basis to restrict the rights of law-abiding gun owners.
Cornyn is one of 10 Republican senators to negotiate and sign off on the gun legislation framework that he says will only impact criminals and those adjudicated as mentally ill.
Law-abiding gun owners will not be subject to any new restrictions, period.
Top Democrats are also signaling support for the framework and pledge votes as soon as legislative language is settled. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The House votes today on the Supreme Court protection bill after making substantial changes from the Senate version. Extensive enough, the Senate may not sign off on the changes. Protesters marched outside the home of Justice Samuel Alito last evening. An inmate in a California women's prison pleading guilty in a COVID unemployment scheme.
U.S. Attorney Philip Talbert says 38-year-old Sholanda Thomas, an inmate at Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla, has pled guilty to conspiracy and aggravated identity theft charges for submitting fake unemployment insurance claims in her own name and in the names of other inmates. Court documents show Thomas sent her personal information to an inmate who was out on parole and got her to submit the claims. Thomas could face a total of 22 years in prison and $500,000 fine when she's sentenced in September. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.